Finally, some good news about those wildfires burning across the American West. Firefighters are gaining the upper hand, even in their battle to contain a 400-square-mile monster fire near the Canadian border. It just became the biggest blaze in Washington state history. As Tom Bonsi from Northwest News Network reports, there are some lessons in what has burned and what hasn't.
FireWise is the name of a long-running campaign to get homeowners in wildfire country to take steps to reduce risk. Outside Omak, Washington, John Bellis didn't just do the simple things. He built a futuristic thin-shelled concrete dome house. It's now an unscathed beacon amid acres of blackened hillside.
Since I was going to be building in this particular site, basically grassland, a lot of just quick-burning fuel, sagebrush and whatnot, I thought that the dome might be a good choice. I thought it might look good up here on the hill, too.
Bellis is one of several thousand people who found themselves in the path of huge lightning-sparked wildfires in north-central Washington this month. He stayed on his property, confident his non-flammable house would protect him.
I could see flames coming from the north end, and they were actually coming up over the building.
So you were looking at flames out your windows?
Yeah, out the windows, sure. I was inside the house looking at the flames that were going by.
The fast-moving, wind-driven fire passed within minutes. Bellis, an electrician by trade, says the temperature inside his concrete dome stayed perfectly comfortable.
But, you know, I mean, you could build a square house that was non-flammable. There's lots of advanced materials and whatnot. They still build out of stick, though.
James Ellsberg left his lawn sprinklers running when he evacuated from a much more conventional farmhouse. It does have a metal roof. Ellsberg says he was relieved but not surprised to return 2 days later to find his house still standing.
The biggest thing that we did was early in, I guess, about May, we did a big fire line, making sure that all of the dried brush and stuff was cleared away from our home.
Those clearings kept the wildfire from coming any closer than 20 yards from Ellsberg's house. Along the very long perimeter of this wildfire, dozens of homes plus an unknown number of other structures have burned to the ground. Three firefighters died near here a week ago. Frank Rogers is the Okanagan County Sheriff.
People have done a lot to protect their homes, and as you see on this thing, the thing that kicks your butt is the wind. The wind was blowing so hard, a lot of it didn't matter, and then fire would take this home, skip 20 more, and take another one.
It's hard to tell on first glance if the homes that burned to the ground have common features. They burned so hot, only chimneys, metal parts, and foundations remain. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Omak, Washington.